Good Tevach. We're holding in Shin Vav. Last week we finished Siv Vav. Tonight in Yetzer Shem, if all goes well, we'll Yetzer Shem finish the Simin. We have only two Sifim left. You say to stick, but easy. But I held with Minah Shemayim. I want to revisit something back into Siv Vav. Minah Shemayim, someone asked me a Shaila this week, which is Mamish Siv Vav. So I figure I'll share with the Elam. Let's see what the Elam says with the Shaila. Someone called me up. There's a doctor's office here in town. It was a specialist that, b'derek kalal, in order to be covered by insurance, you have to have a referred from your primary physician or whatever. And that's been going on for who knows how many years. He just discovered now that a few months ago, AmeriChoice changed their policy. And for this type of procedure, you're allowed to be covered by insurance even if you don't have a referral. He realized that the last few months, patients would come in and say they want a procedure, and he would say, the secretary would say, do you have a referral? And many patients would say no. And there were those who say, okay, Beseda, then let's postpone it, let's reschedule, and I'll get a referral in the meantime. And there were those who say, forget it, okay, so let's just do the procedure. For those people who he told that you need a referral, and otherwise you're not covered, they went ahead, they got the procedure, and they don't know that they could collect from their insurance. So they ended up not collecting from their insurance based upon the say-so, the advice of the secretary. So the shaila is the secretary now mechuyev to call up the few hundred patients from the last 3 months trying to sort out who was it who might have had AmeriChoice and didn't use AmeriChoice based on her say-so? So the who paid, that's very nice, but we don't know who. You don't have AmeriChoice insurance, right? Not everyone has AmeriChoice insurance.
So how
do I know?
They have put the insurance in.
No, but if the insurance didn't cover, so you're just going to pay out of pocket. So all the people are paid out of pocket. We have, let's say, 100 people to sort out. Find out which one of those have AmeriChoice. Now, a lot of people have AmeriChoice will cover because they got a referral. But find out which ones had AmeriChoice and didn't get covered because the secretary misled them unknowingly. Fine. Okay, fine. So we can go one by one. This was the shaila. Is the secretary Stamazoi achroi for the hefzid that happened? Is she achroi? So let's take it apart. They never told. The doctor is the shaila, but the doctor never told the patient. It was the secretary who told the patient. So he wants to know, is he mukuyiv? Now, if his secretary is going to have to do all the calling, mitzidoyiv, the doctor, it's going to cost him money. It's going to take hours of her work. So, hashav zaveda, not mukuyiv to give up money for. So, mitzidoyiv, the doctor, lukhayr de zikhano, hashav zaveda. Now, you want to know mitzad, the secretary herself. So, the shaila. So let's first take the very first thing that comes to mind is where was Alechka Simchina? Did they tell her Alechka Simchina? You know, I'm relying on you that we can't be covered. Pashas, no one says that. So there's no Alechka Simchina. So now we run into a Makloikis, right? And Ramah holds that even without Alechka Simchina you're chayiv. However, we paskin like the Mechaber that without Alechka Simchina you're going to be potter. So there is no Alechka Simchina. No of us. There's Alechka. There's halacha that if you now, so someone wanted to tie in, one of my chaverim wanted to tie in, it's mar madvarim. You see that they went through with the procedure and they didn't charge the insurance. So you see, it's mar madvarim that they relied on the secretary. So I hope that there's no mar madvarim because, unless I'm mistaken, you can go have the procedure and then afterwards you can send in the claim to the insurance that yenaday, right, that yenaday we had the procedure. So l'chayra, it's no mar madvarim, they had the procedure and they figured that when they go home, they don't want to lose their appointment. When they go home, they'll call up AmeriChoice and find out if they're covered or not. So you don't have the mar madvarim. No of us. Now you want to know that is the secretary a mumcha or not? I would say that Klappi, knowing which insurance policies and what they cover and how they cover, Lachari, she's the biggest mumcha in the world. She's a bigger mumcha than me and you.
The doctor?
Probably the secretary even knows more than the doctor. What does the doctor know? The doctor does the procedure. The secretary is the one who does the billing. She knows which insurance turned it down and what the tanoim of each insurance is. Lachari, she's a numen. Lachari, she's not a head yet. Then if not her, then who is the woman?
No, it's assuming it's the same person also. That the secondary is the building.
Yeah, I assume that. Yeah, that was the case. So l'chayra, she'll have a din of anumin, and the halacha of anumin is that you pot if it's bechinim, if you get paid, you're shayma zaka. But we have a different problem. Where's the halacha simchina? So teretz, you're going to say the halacha simchina is because we have the nesivus that if you pay, there's an automatic halacha simchina, because why else am I paying? Right? The only thing is, over here, I'm not paying her for her advice, I'm paying her to be a secretary, so I'm paying for other people to do the scheduling. Granted, she gives advice as well. So here there's a Gilyan Mashad, the Chuvis Shleim Ego, and others, the Luma Mishpat, I think we mentioned it Agav last week, is that if the host for a while when you pay, there's a built-in halakha simchina, because why am I paying for? If you're paying for other things, more general for the pa'ula, and grada, she gives advice as well, you don't have that. So l'chayr over here felt in halakha simchina. So mitzad that alone, l'chayr she should be pata.
Every person can call up the health insurance
and find out what they're covering.
Yeah, what is the last time
you called
up and say, I want to know
what you're rely on the secretary. Whatever the secretary... So l'chayra, she'll be part because you don't have a halakha simchina. So that's one patur. Now, I wanted to tie it's like an oinis, okay, but if you get paid, we paskin, even if a new coin comes out, right? If you're a buck, each inner circle is lamed, but you get paid, you will be kaif. Not like the Rashba. So we paskin, l'chayra, can we say kimli like the Rashba Pasha? So we paskin that you can be kaif, even if it'll be like that. Again, if it's lamaita, if it's a mamish and oinus kama, fine. But I don't know if it's like mamish and oinus kama. She could have, she should have, whatever it is. So b'kitzah, so one patur is that there's no halakha simchina l'chayra, but I want to suggest as a second patur, and that is that l'chayra, she's an umman. I know you don't like that, but l'chayra, she's more knowledgeable than in this than any of us. And I hold that she's not paid. She's bechinam. Why? Because I don't pay a secretary. I pay the doctor. The doctor pays the secretary. So if the secretary gave the doctor wrong advice, bad advice, so then yes, we could talk about her responsibility to the doctor. But her responsibility vis-a-vis me, she's not my employee bechlal. If she's not my employee, then I'm back to a umin bechinam that should be potter. So l'chayr, that's another reason why she should be part. There's a different malkiel in Chelek Hei Reish Kav Beis, which l'chayr goes through these cheshbonis, that if I'm paying an employer, an employee isn't paying the employee, that employee is not my employee, and a mamela doesn't have the responsibilities of shomrim to me, only to the employer, to her employee, to the doctors. Sorry?
What was the hesitation?
She was massed at, let's say, 25 people from collecting insurance. So that's the third heta. One of the dayanim wants to suggest that the heta will be this menias harevach, that okay, they could collect her insurance, but she didn't help. They paid for it, she did because they're supposed to pay for the procedure, and granted that they could now get reimbursed, and they didn't bother. So I tied it to him that I don't know the mitzias, but I don't know if this is menias harevach, if I'm right on the mitzias. Just like a shulchani, what happened? A buyer bought something from me and he gave me a coin to pay. And I bring it to the Shulchan and I say, should I accept this coin and waive the chayv or not? And the Shulchan said, yeah, take the coin and waive the chayv. That's not considered a menias harevach, that's a garmi. He was mazik me that he caused me to waive the chayv, to let the chayv go. When I pay premiums on insurance, I paid a merit choice. I pay premiums like a tatl every month. So now they owe me to reimburse me. Now it's a chayv that they have to me. If I'm a patient and I had this procedure, they owe me that money. Comes along the secretary and convinces me that I should let the insurance company go. I mean, she didn't intend to do that, but that's basically what she's telling me. She's telling me that the insurance guy is not going to pay you, so mamela, don't bother claiming from them. So she's causing me to be masid a chayv. So my friend Tanya, no, it's not true. And the mitzias, well, I'll give him mitzias. He Tanya that the insurance company doesn't owe you a penny until you make a claim. So mamela, it's not shot. She let a chayv go. They don't owe you anything until you make the claim. So she bavarned that you shouldn't make the claim to have them pay you. And I said, I don't think that's the case. I think avada they owe me. Novaz, if I don't make the claim, they're not going to pay. I have to prove it. But beside my contract, I have a deal with them. When I pay premiums, I have to cover all the procedures that I'm eligible for. And this procedure I was eligible for. So l'chayr, they already owe me the money. And now the secretary is causing me to give up that chayv.
It's even worse. They usually owe the doctor. They don't owe the patient.
they owe the patient. If the doctor bills it and it goes to the doctor, I think, I don't know, maybe.
The doctor writes the storage, he's not your.
Right, only collecting it. That's what they owe me. So the chayv, she's causing me to be mafsid my chayv. So this heta, I don't know if I'm so stark on. But l'chayv, you have the other etayim, that she's not my employee, so she's not paid. She's a umim b'chinam. And I never said a l'chayv b'chinam. So l'chayv, those two etayim should work out. L'chayv. Now you want to know hashavas aveidus. So mitzidah, and maybe she has a din hashavas aveidus. She should have to call up everyone. Forget the din of garmi that she did. I'll say hashavas aveidus.
The doctor contributes in terms, which he says he's not allowed to bill the patients. Unless it's according to the insurance.
Okay.
The doctor
so billed Shalei Kedin.
He's not allowed to bill it.
He already did. So now he built. Now he made a toys. He already billed Shalei Kedin.
The deal that I have between when he's in network.
So maybe he owns.
He has to be a Peter.
So if it's an in-network doctor, you have to know if he's in network. No, he's saying that if once you accept insurance.
What,
no, but then you're now allowed to bill the patient. You have no right to bill the patient. No, I think he's saying that. He's saying that. Once you're in contract with the insurance company, you have no right to bill the patient. So mainly the doctor might owe money back to the patient, you mean? Oh, here. Yeah. Okay, now you're making more shrey on the doctor. You have to know if it's considered it takes that insurance.
I remember once in a case, the doctor billed me and they said insurance doesn't cover. And I told him, you're in the network, you have to know.
He built a different state.
No, but I'm saying, Zaza, if you're in network, why not me? You have a contract with that, not me. In other words, if you go to a doctor's conference, like,
good.
Okay, I have insurance.
Good.
Insurance. Okay, so if the insurance doesn't pay, you have to come after me.
Good.
But if you go to a doctor that's in the network.
Right.
You should know about the network coverage.
And therefore what? And they should know, and therefore?
Therefore, you're a Norman that was masking
you. It was a Norman, but they just changed the rule a couple of months ago. She didn't know. For years, it's been always he needed a referral. They didn't know that there was a change of the rule that you can do it without a referral.
What happened if it would be
something else?
It would be a case for 2 years ago.
I'm saying, so if it's a pshia, and again, you have to know, if it's a pshia, then avad even bechinim you'd be chayv, because avad umen is a shay mechinim, just, he's not, right, even bechinim is a shay mechinim, a pshia is going to be chayv for. All right. Sorry? Do you have a lifnim, mishura, sadin of the me'iri? Yeah, I mean, that's if you're a Talmud Chacham or Anshei Maisa. I don't know if the secretary. Eish is chava kechava, you mean? She didn't come. He came, the doctor came. All right, fine. Let's move on, Rabbi. So let's do Siv Zayin. All right, Kishmak, it was Minash Shemaim. You should know. The similar type of a shiloh is in Eretz Yisrael. Here it's not so common, but in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of the esrog sellers, they sell dalad minim, they hire a rav to be there to check on the spot for you. And the rav blows it sometimes, unfortunately, and he causes you to buy, so you pay $200, whatever it is, for your dalad minim, and you ended up with a puzzle of dalad minim. So now shiloh is, can you go back to the rav? Now the rav is supposed to be an omen, so he's an omen, and he's getting paid. But who does he get paid from? He gets paid from the seicha. He gets paid. He doesn't get paid from the buyer. So make copy the buyer, his relationship would be only like a shem bechinam. So vaiti be potal to umen bechinam. That same type of alumnus. Over there, you zicha have a lot of samchina. Because even if I don't tell you, I'm buying it right now. So there's a clear alaka samchina. But even though it's a clear alaka samchina, but you're only a shem bechinam.
Isn't the point giving part of the services give you the extra plus the roof?
Selling the rub. He's giving you that convenience so you don't have to run around town. You'll have to run on the spot. It's true, but I'm not buying more or less. If I tell him, you know what, I don't need the rub. I pay less for my down payment? No. They're throwing in it. It's a perk that he throws in to get you to buy.
Like a purse,
right?
The company.
Right. Oh, so very good. So if that tabak, if that sheikhet will mess up, only thing is today we don't keep the chickens ourselves. You mean he's messing up that I won't have the schus of tzedakah to the yoni. I give the chickens. You don't have to do it again. No. No, but I want, I messed up, but you want that the chicken should go to the yoni, that you get the schus tzedakah as well. And now he messed up my schus tzedakah. Okay, you have to know. But Lamaisi Yizicha is an omen and I'm not paying him. Only thing sometimes you give sheikhet go.
It's different. It's kafaras which keep the with down. It's different prices. I think maybe you pay for the chicken.
And what? And you walk home with the chicken?
I'm not saying no, you won't walk home with the chicken, but you're paying more because it's being shuffled in front of you.
I hear. Okay, but there you have to know how that works. You're inviting, you're not paying the sheikhet, you're paying the seicha. Right, and you're paying the seicha, and the seicha pays the sheikhet. All right.
Property insurance, right?
Yeah.
So to that's the vandalism. So vandalism insurance broker, that's my mind by property is the best policy out there. Give them a policy. You know, I know they say you're not covered because you're only covered for vandalism, you're not covered for that. Goes to the broker. The broker said I've got to tell you. I told you I want the best policy out there.
Right.
What's best?
Best means cheapest, best means the most secure. So, I don't know if he's Biskar. No, I don't know if he's Biskar. You don't pay the broker. I buy insurance, and the insurance company pays the broker. He's not my, I don't pay him at all. Fighting, he might be only Chinam. So it's Umman Bechinam. He might be Pata. Same type of alumnus, and a Kanami. Okay, he might talk about Pata, Umman Bechinam. He was Pesheya. Oh, if he's Pesheya, so why didn't he talk to tell him what happened?
Come on, say the right. You told everybody
know. Okay, that I don't know. Okay, fine. Let's move on, Rabbi Say. Siv Zayin. Tabak Sha'isa Bechina Venibo. You have the Sheikhit who shechted and he messed up. And he's doing a bechinam. So the halach is, we just said that by a bechinam, the halach is that if he's a hedget, he's going to be chayif, and if he's a omen, he's going to be pata. V'chein shukhani sha'am yofa v'nim tzara. So shukhani said that this dina was a good one you could accept, v'nim tzara. V'chein kol k'b'yaytze b'zeh. All other type of stories of umnim, that they're doing a pechinim, that the halacha is that if they're a hedyut, they are chayiv, and if they are an umnim, they are pata. And now there's a machloikis, ichtaynech min an umnim. I'm an omen. And you tell me, you got to get in, come on, you don't really mean that, right? And I said, no, I am, I really omen. And we have a machloikis if I'm an omen or not. Aleim lohavi raya shei mumchim, the tabach, or the shulchani, or the omen has to bring a raya to prove that he's a mumcha. Vim lo yavi a raya mishamen. And if they don't bring a raya, they're going to have to pay. Gavaldik. That's the $1 billion, not even a million, it's $1 billion cash on this if. And look, on the page is nothing. Everything is fine. No sman, no shak, no taz, no ksais, no, everything's gavaldik. It's a pella. What is going on? What happened to the klal of Hamitzin Mekaveri all over Raya? Yeah, it's a shver maisa. Very shver maisa. So, like this. The Ravid Baruch Hashem asked the Kasha, about a dozen Achroinim asked the Kasha, but Baruch Hashem, there's a Ravid and a Shittim Mekubetzes who asked this Kasha. He wants to know what happened to Hamitzim Mekaver Olav Araya. So Betzim, let's start off, let's just go back a bit. Where is this coming from? It's coming from a Gemara. The Gemara was talking about a case of a Tabach, that he was shechting to a Tanagol and his Menabel, and he went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, I see right, the Mamchas of Tanagolim Vafterek. If you prove that you're a Mumcha, I'll let you off the hook, I'll pat to you. So from here, we learn out this halacha that by a tabach you have to prove that you're a mumcha. Comes out, how do we know by a shulchani? So that's not a gemara, but that the Rav Magid said is a kavol chayma. Madach a tabach that we have a klal. Normally we could assume that roiv mitzui netzor shchita mumchen hein. Normally people don't approach doing shchita unless they know what they're doing. Not like me, but unless they know what they're doing, most people don't go. So Reif people go, Eitzah Shkita Mumchanein. And nevertheless, we said it's Allah Tabak to bring a Rai that he's a Mumcha. That's not enough. You can't rely on that Reif. You have to prove it. Kosher came by a Shulchani that he's going to have to prove that he's a Mumcha. And the Lechardo by Shulchani, you have to prove not Stam a Mumcha, right? We have to prove that he's a Mumcha, that Enu Tarakal Islamid, you're the Spitz Mumcha, you're a Baki Kedankai Vesa. Yeah, so that's what the Rav Magid says. Fine. God, there's another agav, there's another halacha, there's a shach in Simon Chof Hey, the shach in Sivkot Yud Gimel Ois Peis, the shach compares it also to a dayin. There's a halacha in a certain case when a dayin makes a mistake, the dayin has to pay, but if he's a mumcha, he's potter. And what happens if the shayil, if the dayin's a mumcha or not? So the shach, Allah dayin lahavi rai, that he's a mumcha, and if not, he's going to be chayiv. And he brings a rai from our halacha. You see, by over here, you have to pay. if you don't bring a raya, so too by a dayan. If he doesn't prove that it's a mumcha, he's going to be chayiv. All right. And again, we're going to learn out, and that pashas fits into mechabes lodge, mechayin kol kuyetzav them, in any type of industry, dayan, whatever the industry might be, that you have to prove that you're a numin. All right. So the raya is a kasha. What I'm telling you to make a veil of a raya. And for the Ravid, a Gavaldika teretz, and this teretz, a dozen achreinim, no less, a dozen achreinim was machavin to the Ravid. No one brings the Ravid, but they all machavin to Ravid's teretz. The Ravid says that there's a klal by a shoymel. We know that a shemachinim is chayfa pshin, is part of a gneva aveda. A shemesoch is chayfa gneva aveda, and is part of a einzin. And what happens when oinis happens? So what's halakha? A shomer has to swear. What happens? Zokt isi ben Yehuda. What happens if the oinus happened berabim? The oinus happened in public when there are people around. Then he doesn't get off the hook by swearing. He has to bring edim. Im yesh raya, yavi raya, vim lav, he's going to have to pay. This had to, so to speak, that we give him that he can make a shoe and get off the hook. That's because there was no Edom around. But if something happened, b'mokum Edom, it's not enough that he makes a shoe. He must bring Edom. And if he doesn't bring Edom, anything short of Edom, he's going to be chayiv. Zokter Ravid, a tabach is a shoima, right? A tabach, and what he did, Zokter Ravid, what the tabach did, there was that he's a mumcha or not, is bavost. He has a butcher house, a shlachta. Everyone knows if he's a mumcha or not. It's not, he didn't wake up today to check. Apparently he's been shechting for a while. He has a business. So we can find out in town if this guy's a mumcha or not. It's like Isa ben Yudas din. It's yesh roya. It's something that he could prove whether he's a mumcha or not. Since he could prove that he's a mumcha or not, he's not potter with a shua. He must prove that he's a mumcha, vim lav, he's going to be chayiv. It goes under Isi ben Yehuda's din. Since his tabach is bavost, so he could prove that he's a mumcha anad, memeli is going to be chayiv if he doesn't prove it. I said, and to derive it, and this is Riki Veigo, and the Beis Levi, Nachal Yitzchak, Kedush Yerim, Beis Yaakov, Kevit Shurim, Chazanish, Kavkaz Yankiv, Achreinim Galor, on and on. There are so many Achreinim who say this teretz. Rav Steinman was mechavin to this teretz. He sent it to, well, he was still, he wasn't Eretz Yisrael then, he was a young Rosh Shiva. He sent this teretz to the Chalkas Yankov, to Reb Reish. And Reb Reish liked the teretz, he had enough from the teretz. This is the teretz that will go on to Issa ben Yudas Din, that if you could bring a raya, you have to bring the raya. All right. Well, something went wrong, right? I was a shema on the item. Something went wrong with the item. It was kashocht improperly. So now I was mafsed the animal. The animal got knifsed. So luchayra, I'm going to have to make a shvua. If I'm a shema, I'm going to have to make a shvua. Teretz is, it's berabim, so...
It's only going to
get shema. Oh, one second. There's a problem. One second. Right, so this, now... Grab it into sand, because what I have a raya on, I only have a raya on whether I'm a mumcha or not. I don't have a raya how I actually did the shechita. So I only have a raya on the chatzidova, kilo. I have a raya that I can prove that I'm a mumcha. But even though I'm a mumcha, you still don't know how I did the shechita. Maybe I butchered the shechita bedavka or bemezid. Sorry? A mumcha is part of, because we could assume that it was a ninus. A mumcha doesn't do pshia, so we could assume it's a ninus.
The Maisa Hezek. And you want to say that it was an Ainus, so it's not
a part of the it's a different teretz. But, one second, we come to another teretz, Kishmak. Okay, but first let's go for this teretz. The Taravit's teretz is that it's B'mokam Rabim. So I'm just into Santa Hara that you see that that din works even if the Edom can't testify the whole story. All they can testify whether I'm a mumcha. They can't testify exactly how I shechted. Maybe I deliberately wanted to mess you up and passel your animal. And we don't have to be choshed that, but Be'etzen, they don't have an edus in the whole story. Nevertheless, it goes on to it's been yudus din. Okay, interesting. But don't stay. So, kumt ois, later arrive it. This whole dinner of machaba is only, we're talking about a tabach l'rabim, if he was a public tabach. But let's say he does this as a hobby, he shechs for himself. And punkt today, your neighbor, and you're saying, no, do me a favor, could you shech my chicken too? And you don't have the rabim knowing whether he's a mumcha or not, then enech l'avim, he'll be potter. It's chiddush halacha. He'll be potter. This whole halacha is only because he's a tabak l'rabim. And when the mechaber says shulchani, we're going to have to say also as a shulchani, that's a shulchani l'rabim. And somehow the rabim know that not just he's a mumka. The rabim know that he's a mumka, the spitz mumka kedanka v'yisav v'enu tzarech l'islamit. Right? Because a regular mumka is not enough for shulchani. You have to be that spitz mumka, and you have to say the rabim could detect that as well. Okay, and b'chein koki yitzav says like that as well. Dain shita. All these cases, whatever going to tushtel, it's going to be azazak that he's a public umin, that the public could testify whether he's a mumka or not. Interesting. All right. Fine. I wanted to tie in that maybe there's an ulama mishpat here. You have to know how it works out. Ulama mishpat wants to suggest that when I bring a raya, do I have to bring a raya that a week ago when I shechted and butchered up the animal, I'm a mumka? Or is it enough to bring a raya that today I'm a mumka? So the Ulama Mishpa, it's not over here, it's in Shin Lamed Hey. There's a halach of the Rama with a malamed that if he could prove that today he's a malamed, you have a chazaka dahash that could go back that yesterday he also was a good malamed that he knew. So the Ulama Mishpa wants to say, so too benegeta our halacha, if he could prove today that he's a mumcha in Shechita, then that's enough to say that yesterday he was a mumcha in Shechita. That's the Ulama Mishra. It's a Mamela. The Ulama Mishra, I have a simple later. Ulama Mishra, you could say that you don't have to be a Tabach L'Rabim. Mishra is a Rabbit as you do. But you don't have to be a Tabach. Even if you're a private Tabach, I'll give you a Feher today. Go to an expert, let him Feher. You see if you know Hilchah Shechita, if you know how to Shech, you could prove today that you're a Mumcha. So it's always Yesh Raya. I could always prove whether I'm a Mumcha or not. So I'll never have it. Sure, I'll always be obligated to prove I'm a mumka. Oh, very good. Excellent. Yeah, that's going to be a problem. That was my problem on the Ulama Mishra, that I could hear this by a shulchani, I could give the shulchani a feher, I could give the dain a feher. But by a tabach, chutz from the yediyas of the halacha, he also has to have the practice and the experience. He has to check that at least three times. Knowing the halachas is not enough. He has to be an expert and have experience in ma'amin es yodav, in hadashach. So the fact that you're going to feher him today doesn't work. And from the fact that today, Gurada, you could say, well, yesterday he shecked the three chickens, so he has experience, so what? But he butchered up my animal a week ago. It's not enough that he's a mumka today. You're going to have to know that he had experience before he butchered my animal. So, look, you won't have the Ulama Mishpat Svarim.
In fact, it won't be a mumka. The guy shecked three times, Nishka Mumka.
No, the halakha is three times is already a mumcha. That's a shekhet. So he'll have to prove that he shekhted three times before last week. So he'll have to do two things. He could prove, what he'll do is that you could feher me on the Hilchah Shechita today, and klapi my experience, I'll have to still bring edim that I shekhted three times before it. But if I'm not a mumcha l'rabim, then I don't can't prove that experience. No one will know that I shekhted three times. I don't have edim on that. Yeah, but the chazaka now before is not just the yedid. The chazaka now before is ma'amin es yodav. What are you going to prove? You're going to bring edim that yesterday I shechted three times. So what? So you got experience yesterday. Right, but that I have a chazaka da'ashta. That's true. No, but the experience is not just the knowledge. Experience is a mitzvah. I have to have experience. So you're going to show me that experience yesterday. How did I know I had experience a week ago? Because I checked it three times yesterday, it shows that I checked it also three times last week?
No, it shouldn't have to be shaykhit, because you have right now
you're right. So, yes, it shows me that I'm a skilled shaykhit, and I might be as skilled as if I have experience. Fine, but that's not enough. You have to actually have experience. I mean, let's say you have somebody who's perfect with his hands, but still, if you didn't have experience three times, you have no right going touching my animal without telling me that you're a hedyot. So, then, and you see he botched up my animal, so you see that it didn't work, so you have no right to do that. So it's not enough to show me that yesterday you checked the three, you have to show me that you checked the three before. So maybe that's why the Rav Itako needs him to be a Tabach L'Rabim, but Klap Yeshuchoni or Adayin or any other Umin Umnis and Echnami, maybe it's enough just to show me that I'm Umin today. Memele, it always has a din of Yesh Raya, because I could give you a Feher today, I'll give you a Feher today and you'll be a Yesh Raya. That's okay, because that's the Rav Itako. Now the problem,
you come home
for
3 times. What's it
negate for?
No.
This person had to. Well, to have a shush to shech, we don't give smicha to you.
Someone had to have seen you 3 times.
Right.
So then you always have aiding by 3 times.
No, but yesterday. But let's say I'm a private shekhet. I only shek for myself, right? And now, and punk, you know. And mumkul rabba means that it's known.
Had someone watched me 3 times, otherwise you never came.
Well, where's my nana? We know that you have to have three times before you get a smicha. Oh, one from right here. Oh, you won't have eight, you won't have an eight echad. That's also true. Good. The problem with this pshat.
This mom probably had the same name as Roman, and maybe it's a whole different saying. Maybe it's a
there are acquainted who want to say that the mice it's a fakir from the shak. We had the shak. The shak says from the mashal, all you need to do is three times. The prima godam is a kaja one, you have the roi, and let the roi work for him. And that acquainted get out of, but the ran, or chubis harosh, that roi mumkanetzushkitain doesn't mean that they shacked right. Roi mumkanetzushkitain means that they shacked, and if they give it to you, they shacked it right. But they're a mumka also to know that they did the bedikas on the treifas, that it wasn't the treifa. But they have a right to make a mistake and make a treifas, or the animal itself could be a treifa, but then they'll notify you. So Roi Mugenshikitim just means that if they gave it to me and told me it's kosher, then it's kosher. But it's not a Roi Mugenshikitim to tell me that they shecht it 100% right. So I don't know, they get out of that kasha, but they still have, again, I'm going to compare with the right kasha. Now the problem with this Ravis Teres Sochari is Bishloim by Tabach, I understand, he's a shoima. He took my animal, he's a shoima. So you have Isi ben Yehudis din. But by a shulchani, he never touched my coin. And we already discussed last week, he's not a shoima. And by a dain shata, he's not a shoima. And what you're getting him is for garmi, like the Gemara says, you're getting him from garmi. So then, what's Isi ben Yehudis din? Unless you want to stretch Isi ben Yehudis din, and say Isi ben Yehudis din is not a din limited to shmira, it's a din in all over. That by mazik as well, if you have edim and you can prove it, you're going to be chayiv. That's a big chiddush. It's a tumult amongst the achrenim if you could stretch Isi ben Yehudis din. Pashas is a ramon, kuf peizayin siv gimel, who says you can't. That it's only limited to shmira, only to shemrim. So the Ravid, I have no problem, because Ravid was learning the Gemara. The Gemara was talking about a tabak. He has very good shmak ateretz. But the machaba who stretches it, which is the Rambam, to shulchani, and stretches it to v'chein kol kiyaitim to any omen, even if you're not a shema, l'chay it's hard to stretch Isi ben Yehudis din to everywhere else, to a dain shita, what's going on? L'chay will be a problem. So this teretz is a question.
Machrim
saying it on the machab. That's a bit problematic. There's a Riki Vega, the same tshuva over there, he says another teretz. He actually says all three teretz that I'm going to discuss tonight. He wants to say that you could be mighty mammon with a roi and a chazaka. Enok mammon akaroi, but you have a roi plus a chazaka together that's strong enough to be mighty mammon. The male over here, he says like this. First, you have roi people in the world are not omnim. So first, I have a roi against you. And then I have a chazaka meyakara. When you were born, you zichad didn't know chashkita. So if you're telling me that you know chashkita, it means you learned it sometime. Good, but there was a time in life that we know there's a chazak me'kara that you zikr didn't know hukushkita. You're claiming you broke that chazak and you learned. Okay, beseda, prove it. Because I have a roiv and a chazak against you. I could defuse that roiv. Why? Because you messed up. You manabu this animal. Roiv animals that are messed up don't come from mumchen, because mumchen don't mess up usually. So, klap your roiv mumchen et shchita, I have a roiv from the fact that baharik baraglav, there's a nevel in front of me, faket. So that negates your roiv, so that, you know, it's a wash. So now I have a regular roiv that roiv people in the world are not omnim, and I have a chazaka may occur that you're not an omnim. So roiv and a chazaka is enough to be mighty momen. I say tiny for Riki Vega. The maise is, it's not just Riki Vega, the Beis HaLevi says a similar teres to Lama Mishpat, just the Beis HaLevi says that it's not so poshe because he's proved that it's makalikis rishonim if you can be mighty momen with a roiv and a chazaka. So over here, it won't be so poshe. You'll have to say we're going like those rishonim. Okay, not so geschmack. By shulchani, it's easier. Shulchani, you have two roivs, right? Because shulchani, you don't have that problem of roiv mitzvah netzashkitas. You have stammer roiv. Roiv, people in the world are not shulchanim experts. And second of all, if you made a mistake, then you have a roiv that most mistakes don't come about through people who own them. So you'll have a double roiv with a chazaka. Maybe that pays better. Chazaka with two roivs might be better. I don't know. But at least, lekar, that should be tali na makhlek zishonim. Right, the Rav doesn't give this teretz, correct. Why didn't he give this teretz? Okay, maybe he didn't hold of that roiv people in the world. But you're right, you have to know why the Rav didn't give this teretz. Third teretz of the Kivega is your teretz, and this teretz, a lot of Kranim say as well, that the Beis Alev, Yerameisim, Kotef, Yisraim, Kodush Yerim, Kavit Shirim, Abnei Nezach, Hasanish, they always said this teretz, that you have a mazik in front of us, There's a definite hezek here. You caused the nevela. So I have a vade hezek in front of me, and you're timing that you have a ptur, that you're an oinus. When you have a vade hezek with a sofik ptur, so to speak, alech alah biraya. And that's also not so partial, but that's what they wanted to say. Every shayman is nishpa,
right?
That's the Torah's din, yeah? And that shayman is not a vade mazik. He has a din mitzad shmira. Here we're getting out to regular adam hamazik, because he's the garmi or adam hamazik that he shechted, so it's more direct. Rather, Rameh Simcha says that hayoyis din is als garmi. This type of lomdus would only work if we pass him garmi as midin. But if you hold garmi is only miknoso, and that's how the shach goes, and shinpei ches, shinpei Vav, sorry, that he's only out knas, you won't have this, right? You can't say a vadi knas in front of us with a suffix bedura. No, if you don't know you have a knas, you don't have a knas. So it's also not so poshut. We once had a sugya that if I cut down your tree and you come to claim, it's a gemara, it's makhlekes Yishayim, and you come to be makhayim, and I say, what do you mean? You gave me permission. So I'm a mazik, but a makhlekes, if you gave me permission or not to get you out of the hezek, and you say you never gave me permission, so that's also makhlekes yishenim. If you could use Islam, they say you have a vadi hezek with a sofik patur, so to speak. Okay, you could be makhalik, but kids, it's also. But those are the three terutzim. First teretz is you have isi ben yudit to yesh roya. The second teretz is you have a roiv and a chazaka to be mighty moment. And the third teretz is you have a vadi hezek with a sofik patur. All right. Well. I'm the muksik is a bari, correct.
So normally by any day like this, you need a bari v'sham, right?
Correct, the other way around. Okay. Correct. 100%. I agree. All right, let me throw out a shayla, and l'chayra should be told on these terutzim, l'chayra. What happens if we have a machlekes gufa? Means I'm tining that you know that I'm a mumcha. Not stam that I taina mamukha and you don't know. And you say, yeah, I'm not a mamukha, you just don't know. I taina that you know, I shechted it already three times for you. You know I'm a mamukha. You're the one who fed me on my hukha shechita. When I took smicha, and that's why you came to me, right? And you know, you were the one who gave me the fahed. And you say, don't remember anything. I don't know anything.
Is it a riot? You came to me as a riot?
No, I know. Yeah, a lot of people go to people not mamukha. Every head is right. If we have a question, not stam whether I'm a mumcha, we have a question whether you know that I'm a mumcha or not. So if you learn like the second and third teretz, that is a raven and a chazaka, so you still have a raven and a chazaka to be mighty moment. And if you hold of the last teretz, you have a vade hezek with a suffix ptur, you still have a vade hezek. But in Isi ben Yehuda's din of Yesh Roya, here I'm a masupik, stark. I didn't have time to look up over there, but I'm very masupik. In Isi ben Yehuda's din, it's a din that I have to bring Edim. Lamasha, let's say I tiny, you take me to Bezin, I'm a shoima, and I say something happened to it, and you say, okay, prove it because it was Baramim. And I say, what do you mean, prove it? We went to a dintoria last week by a different Bezin, I already proved that, brought two Edim, I proved it already. And you said, Ladam, you never had a different Bezin? Nah. Now what's the halacha? Now it's not a shiloh whether can I prove it? I already proved it. And you're tining, I didn't. Now there's a regular hakosha, nothing to do with shmir, it's a regular hakosha, bari bari. And I say I proved it, you say I didn't prove it. It's like any l'chayra to fall out on the mitzvah, make a veral of raya. L'chayra, it's a stretch a little bit, but l'chayra, if I tiny, you know, you were there, you're the raya, what do I have to bring more aid? You're the aid. You get the biggest aid. You know that I'm a mumcha. What do I have to bring another aid for?
And you. That's
what I'm saying. I don't know the halakha. I don't know. I'm clearing. And Nizim and Yudizim will be the halakha. I saw a grad that the Shai Yosha and Shar Aleph Perakei, Toich Dvorov, maybe this is what he means. And it doesn't say Isim and Yudizim Mamish, but Toich Dvorov, he says this case that I taina that you know I'm a mumcha, and he taina that Enechanami, the umum them will be potter. This type of a lumpness. If I tiny, you know, so you know. So if you tiny, you don't know. So it's a stomach kasha, nothing to do with shmira. If what? Sorry. Right.
You want makabel? You're giving me this job with a of oneness.
Why? Because I tiny, you know that I'm a mumka. Yeah, but I tiny, I don't know. So now what? I have a vade hezek in front of us, that's for sure. And I don't know. So your time I gave it to you. And I say, I didn't give it to you.
But it's more than the Torah. It's saying that he was macabre himself.
He's macabre in his part. He understands that you're an anus. He gave you a special patur where he understands that you're an anus. I mean, maybe I have like the Ramban Rivo, we said that other mood lo'ilam, so if I go to him and I'm giving to him lo'isik b'shus, so then I'm giving him a patur. That type of alumnus, I hear, maybe. But Minastam, if you go like Taisa Stam, Omun is potter because it's an anus. He's potter because Shem is potter, an anus. Adamaz is potter, an anus, Kain Gneva. All right, fine. Shem. Zakta, two more things we have to move on. The Chasdei David, I once mentioned this. The Chasdei David said that today you could prove that you're mumcha with a ksav smicha. Because since the minig is that we don't give a ksav smicha unless you already not only know the halakas, but you already checked it three times. Tana goyim nonetheless, right? From the Yom Shishlam, the Teres Chaim already says this. So, Meil, if I have the ksav smicha, this is my raya, then I'm a mumcha. So, Meil, that would be my patur. All right. Interesting. But the Pella is, Rabbi Isai, is that on the page, no one asked the Shaila. What's going on? It's very sick and light to Terutim. They have different African meanings, and you'll have to know. Maybe in another case, you won't have a Raven and Chazak. You'll have to go through each case to know which terrace, which is applicable. All right, let's move on to Sifchas. Sifchas talks about a very important Indian. It's like the ending of the Simen. It talks about how to get rid of a woman that batches up. Right, you hide somebody, and mid-course, in the middle of the term, he messes up. You have a right to fire him. Very important halacha, and it's a shtickle eye-raising halacha. Let's see. Hanatei ilonis levnei medina. If the kehila hired someone to plant trees, the township hired tree planters in town. Shehifsid, and he messed up. Even if he wasn't hired by a rabbin, even if he's hired by a yachid. You're going to see it's a makhlekes makhaber ramah. But in the makhaber, it's only by a rabbin. He gives all a few more cases. V'chein tabak shel b'nei ir, shenibel ha-behemus, v'amakis dam. Also, he was a physician of the ear. He was makas dam for the ear. Shachaval, and he batched up. He hurt the person. V'asayfe shatoa b'shtaris. So you have a seifer who messed up in shtaris and didn't put the right information in the shtar or left out some conditions. Unfortunately, we've had this already. There was a famous story about 10 years ago that there was a lawyer in a multi-million dollar deal. It was like hundreds of million dollar deal. And by accident, he left out 1 0. And it was a nafkamina, a hoinra, like between 600 million to 60 million. It was a nafkamina, 540 million. It was like a major thing, and it was a whole lawsuit about it, disbarred and whatever. I don't know, the major mess up. Umalami tinoikis, shaposha bitinoikis, v'leilamad, he didn't learn with them, he didn't show one day. So that's a pshia with the tinoikis. He was absent, so the kids were climbing the walls. I feel a rag yomayim, even 1 or 2 days. Oy lama betoyis, or he did learn with them, but he taught them the wrong pshat. He's lama betoyis. That's a v'chol kiyotze beilu, or any other type of woman who makes these types of tuusim. It's not v'ho omnim. So it's v'ho omnim. V'chol. That's how the first has it. V'chol kiyotze beilu ho omnim. She'i efshe she'yakzeru ha'hefsid she'hefsidu. They did azasa toyis that it's irreplaceable. They can't fix that toyis. Misalkin oisam beloy hasra. You have a right to remove them, to let them go without any warning. Why? She'hein k'musrim b'im them. They're like warmed. You do this job and you make such a mistake that's irreplaceable, irrepairable, you're musrif oimid, you're warned. You should know, I don't even have to tell you, you make that thing that's cause for fire. Ad sheyishtadlu b'malachtam, until they are mishtadlu what they could in their malacha, hoil v'emidu eisam ha-tzibah alem. Since the tzibah hires them, when a tzibah hires you, you have to be very, very careful. You have to have extra zrizis b'malacha, like the Chuvah Zerivosh and Kuf Yud Gimel says. And me'melo, if you blow it, that's already a cause for being terminated.
What's
the actually in the malacha? They're Muslim v'ayinim that they have to work hard in the malacha and not make these type of mistakes. So the Machaba learns all these cases I'm talking about where you are hired by a rabbin. The Ramah says on the first case of Natei Ilanis, that's even by a yachid. And the Sma points out correctly, of course, that it's not limited just there, it's the entire sif. Every case where the Machaber says the Rabbim, the Ramah holds it even by Yachid. You have a private tutor as well, and he doesn't show, that's cause for fire. That's it, that's cause. That's an irreplaceable loss. Now, why are these cases considered irreplaceable? And the Machlokes is showing why. And based on their pshatim, it will be nogeya lamaisa how we apply these halakas. Let's go just through a couple of them. The Ravid asks, why are these apsed dohada? Let's say a tabach. He messed up on the animal and he's menabel the animal. So let's say he caused me a hefsid of $500. So why is it replaceable? He'll write me a check for $500. He replaced. What was my hefsid? $500. He paid me. So why is it a hefsid that the Mechabe says that if she yaks a hefsid she hefsid? Huh?
Can't get the meat now.
I'll get the $500. I'll buy another animal. I'll check it again.
Who says the meat?
I'll buy the next animal.
That's if there is.
Oh, if there is. Okay, fine. So
because the
sorry.
You can't always prove the case again.
Fine, so we'll have to go through it. So Dr. Ivy says a bunch of these to Ruzim. And the Ivy goes as far as saying, Elam, are you going to tell me that he's talking about we was menabel bechinam? I didn't pay him for his job. And memela that look is a woman is potter when he does a bechinam. So he says, so what do you mean I'm firing him and I'm causing him a loss? Who cares? He's fired. So he's, I relieved him from his voluntary duty. So forget it. He should be thanking me for relieving him. So Rabbi says, maybe by bechinam it is that I cause him that he can never do go into shechita again, whatever, until he proves his umness. All right. But the Rabbi says, if I paid him, so the Rabbi, the pshat is that either, yeah, sure he's going to pay me, that's true he's going to pay me, that's very nice that he's going to pay me, but I already have my whole banquet prepared, I have guests here, and by the time I'm going to get the next animal and check the next animal, you ruin my whole barbecue, that's it. I'm going to be so embarrassed, my guests are going to be embarrassed, they were starving the whole day because they heard that, wow, they're coming to a Mamasha Festa barbecue tonight, and there's no barbecue. So I'm going to be embarrassed, they're going to be embarrassed. So the boishes is irreplaceable. Then he says also, what happens if there's no more animals, so to speak, to be found? It's at the end. So until I get the next animal, it's too late. The kids are right. Zimni domestically, bisra tuva v'lesli elahai. This is the only animal I needed. All the other animals are there. Make a chas of a few hundred people. I needed every animal. I can't get. That's it. I bought all the animals in town. There's no more animal to get. My male, it's considered said the dolehada. There's a Talmud Rashba. The Talmud Rashba says another pshat. The Santa case. He says it took me where he was menabel the behema, and he gave me the behema apparently without telling me. So he's meichel nevelis. That's a said the dolehada. All right, that's the Talmud Rashi's pshat. The problem with the Talmud Rashi's pshat to put in our mechaber is we're going to see that the Rama says that you can only fire them if they botched up three times, and that's clear. If he's Michael Nevelis, that's clear. Even if he does it only one time, he's out. That's cause for fire. That's a tshuva seri rashkov yigimol. And we're only dealing with we cause this hafseidi mom and not hafseidi yisurim.
Shogeg.
Yeah, he could have been shogeg, but. He fed me the animal. I mean, he was a sheikh. He didn't even know that it was a treifa. He's a sheikhish. No, it's a treifa. He has to check. That's part of being a sheikh. So if he's a Michael Nevelis, so then that's a cause for fire right away. All right. What's the case of Netea?
Oh, it's in the halacha that they thought something was and they found out.
So it's also, I mean,
you're
a
sheikh.
I know, but he has no right to check. That's cause for fire. Maybe it's going to be a sheikh in the next halacha and invite to be Michael Nevelis. It's something that you can't.
It wasn't Michael
Nevelis. I hear. All right. Now, by Natiya, what's the case of Natiya? He planted. So what's the say the law of the Vita? If he's mafsid, let him pay. So Taisa is the kasha. Taisa said that the reason why he's mafsid is because of either the tree grew. But had he done a better job, it would have grown better. And that difference, I can't be mechayiv him. Either because it's Mani Sarevach, or it's impossible to shatz up. How would I know how better the tree would grow? It's like something I can't even assess. So Mamela Hubi Potter, like what Son was here saying, that he'll do something that you might not be able to get him on. The Talmud Rashba says is that, yeah, till you're going to plant a tree, in between there was growth that was lacking. Yeah, in 2 weeks from now you'll plant a tree, but for those 2 weeks I could have had growth, I could have had larger fruit or whatever, more fruit. So that's a pseid d'loyhada. V'cheina, we have to understand that that's considered a pseid d'loyhada. There's a ritva. I'm not sure if this Ritva, I don't understand it. Ritva says it's upset that the Lahada because the Tiba doesn't want to be repaid. They want their item. They don't want to have a Hezek and take you to a Din Torah. They don't need the Tircha taking you to a Din Torah. They don't want to get paid to be replaced. They want their item. Later Ritva, then look, everything should be upset that the Lahada. Unless he means, he's talking about where it's a mistake that you could fix. You don't have to pay for it. You could fix the mosaic. And you botched up. You did this Ramtrank wrong, so you could fix up this Ramtrank. I don't know. But that's not the Mechab. The Mechab is talking about a Hefzid Shefzidu. It doesn't sound like it's talking about that you could just fix it, that, or you can't fix it. It's talking about a Hefzid that you... It's a different type of Hefzid. It's not talking about Hefzid that you can't repay it. All right. Whatever. Fine. What's the reason why you mesalik these people? I mean, let's first do a Raman, and we'll go more into it. V'yesha mezakta Raman, da'afa pishayin tzrichan asra, even though you don't need asra for these things, mikomakam bi'inin chazaka, they have to batch up three times. The achyum mukzakin, to batch up, you can't fire them. Oisha yisru ben, unless you gave them a warning. If you give them a warning, then even if they batch up once, they're going to be fired, because you warned them, you better not batch up. But without a warning, you can't fire them unless they have a chazak at the batch up. So now, interesting. So now it's now a little harder. They made a pseidah deloy hadar, so they batched up big time. Still, I can't fire them until they do it three times, unless I give them a warning. But without a warning, they have to do a pseidah deloy hadar three times. Zakra Moshe, what's the lomdis? Why could you fire them? Zakra Moshe, it's not a punishment ala avar. It's to prevent yourself from the future. If this guy mess up three times, he has a chazak to mess up, he might mess up again. And yes, he might mess up again. I don't want such a guy. It will be a right to say the Lada. So I have a right to be mesalikim to prevent a loss in the future. That's Ramay. Melu Zak Ramayisha appella de kahalacha. Zak Ramayisha, it's in Chelik Aleph Mem Zayin. The Maisa was that there was Shutfim. And one guy was supposed to man the office, and he wasn't showing up to the office. And it was clearly upset at the Lada. Because he wasn't manning the office, the business suffered. Zak Ramayisha, Hayoy is the only reason why you're allowed to be a Mesalikim. It's for the future, not for Einish for the past. He said that since this guy said that the reason why he wasn't showing up in the office is because he was too busy trying to buy a house to live near the office, to live the business, and now Baruch Hashem, he already bought the house, so now this excuse won't be in the way anymore. So if Mikan Velik, we could assume he'll show up to the office, you have no right to fire him, even though he didn't show up to the office for weeks and weeks and he messed you up big time, because it's not an oinish for the past, it's for the future, and for the future, Pashas will show up for the office. In Metzias, I don't understand my Moshe so well, because usually if the guy's in jail because he's trying to buy a house, I mean, tomorrow's not showing up because of midwinter vacation, and the next time not showing up because his wife needs him at home, and the next time, it means the guy doesn't have responsibility to the business. He's not devoted to the business. But Moshe said, since he told me that the reason why he didn't show up is because he didn't buy the house, and now he bought him, he already bought the house, so now that onus is removed, so now you could assume he's going to show up, and now you have no right to fight him, even though he caused irreparable damage. All right. Sorry? If he didn't... He didn't show up for a long time. But Surah, as you said, the whole thing is a chazak, is what we're afraid that is going to happen in the future.
What if he repairs his chazak? He proved himself good already. If I
am now? I don't know. If it's showing up, maybe new. But if it's batching up on animals, so you might... Yeah, but maybe you batch up again. I see. What it means is you did 10 good, but maybe do the 11th no good. If you have a history of doing stuff no good, doesn't mean that you're going to batch up every animal. From time to time, so I'm afraid you're going to batch up again. I don't know. It sounded like he was worried about the future. That's what it sounded like. And the job wasn't there. I can't tell you. That's what it sounded like. Now, there are those who...
At that point, you could say...
You could give him a straw that if you don't show up Tatula tomorrow morning, don't come back again. Yeah, that you could do. That's the right itself. You give a warning before, and that's fine. Now... Shaykhid Mumka also makes mistakes from time to time. Oh, if you have to do three right, Pashas, I don't know. Okay, if they do three right in a row.
Then to become Muslim.
I mean, you want to re-maxic yourself by three times. My question, no, because what I'm questioning you is not that you're not a Mumka. I know that you're a Mumka, but you're irresponsible. I know you know how to shekht if you want to. If you want to shekht well, then I know you know how. But right now, I have three... I see
consecutive mistakes?
Even that's consecutive. Yeah,
maybe that's
no, I see that you're responsible. You botched up three times. You're not supposed to ever make a mistake. And you botched up three times, so you're irresponsible. You're an irresponsible type of a guy. You have to do three times in a row? I don't think so.
The same way I have to become good at it.
No, that's if you prove to know Hilchos Shechita. We're not questioning whether you know or forgot. We're questioning whether you're lax at the job or not. I think you're lax if you let these mistakes happen. If you let these mistakes happen, even not consecutively, Lachari, you're lax at the job.
Every second, you're going to have three mistakes.
Oh, so that's a problem. Is that over how much time? I don't know. I don't have any answer. I was bothered by that as well. I mean, eventually they'll make a mistake. So over 10 years, they made three mistakes. So then that's a cause for fire? I don't know. I hear the problem. Well, it sounds like we're talking about where he's claiming he was a shagig, but he could have eventually. Means I time, and then maybe not. He could have. It's something that is debatable that he should have been more careful on.
L'chayr. The
question
is, how she was the Just mentioned before.
Well, I know because we could say that even though it was he was paid and he has to repay Zakharivid, but it's still upset the Dalahada because I lost out my banquet or whatever it is. I lost, I was embarrassed my guests. So it's something that he's going to repay me for.
No, the customer was questioning if he got paid, right?
Good. But so the rabbi held that if it's bechinam he'd be pot, and if it's beschai he's going to be chay, like we said before. But he's the same oinus. It's oinus keng v'neva. All right.
The three times after the examples of
Tzedek
Lehada, or since we're worried
about the
future?
No,
Lachai
has to be
Tzedek
Lehada.
Even though we're
worried
about the future?
Correct. Lachai has to all be three times of Tzedek Lehada, correct. And Gerad, there are some who want to say, there's a Bris Avram and Chelek Beis Yeradeh Simin Dalid, and a Meshav Dov and Chelek Beis Simin Zayin, who wants to say that it's all the Shitasim. The Machab doesn't mention three times. That's because the Machab is talking about an Umman for a Tziba. The Tziba hired him. The Ramah says you need three times. That's because the Ramah holds that we're talking about even who had in L'Yachid. For Yachid, you need to be warned three times. But for a Tziba, it's enough. For Yachid, you need to make three mistakes. But for a Tziba, even one mistake is grounds for termination. That's what they want to say. Lachar is Mefush Raket. It's a Chuvah Srivash. That same Chuvah Kuf Yigim was Mefush Raket. He was a Umin for a tzibur, and nevertheless he said that you would need three times if not for the fact that it was Michael Surim and for Issa we don't have it. And then Pashtas, the tourism of Fushvakat, and even the Ramah just said, they need three times, they're going on the Machab as well. Grada, even the Ramah said, who are a Yachid as well, but it doesn't mean that we're talking about only a Yachid, he's talking about the whole story of Ada Shua on the Machab's case as well for a tzibur, and yet he needs it three times. So it's very hard to fire a guy midterm. You have to have a Pseida de Lahada three times unless you give him a warning. I want to bring it out, like hit home with this. Is that, let's give a story, right? You have a guy hires a handyman to fix something or to renovate his house. And if he starts renovating, I don't know, he installed the toilet wrong. And what else he did in the sink, I don't know, it was dripping. I don't know. He's doing a couple of things wrong. So you already lost faith in this guy, and you say, you know what? Bye-bye. I don't want you on my job anymore. Right? Now, what was that? The woman says, okay, I'll reinstall the sink. I'll fix the faucet. I'll fix the toilet. What is this? This is the pseudo, the hoda. I have the ability to fix it. So even if I do 1,000 mistakes, we have no heter to fire a guy midterm. The whole heter to fire a guy is if you do a pseida deloy hadar three times. Vice versa, if a guy does a pseida de hadar that he could fix, there is no heter to fire the guy in midterm. So what's the shear? What? Maybe a contractual obligation. I hired him. Yeah, I'm saying if he's midterm, it's not midterm. It's like we're talking about midterm. This is talking about where he was employed. He is the planter of the city or the sheikh of the city for the year, and I'm firing him in midterm because of his pseida. But if he's a pseida the hadar, we don't find, at least here, we don't find the shear. Now, I'm just bringing it out. So it's a very hard halakha to swallow. At what point could you tell the guy, enough, it's not working out?
There's also a method that I'm going to catch every mistake. I caught some of those mistakes, and how much do I know? I don't know that much. So you could have been
another. So you're saying another reason why it might be. So this is a bit problematic here, how to apply this halakha. Certainly, I could say that if he makes enough mistakes that for him to correct those mistakes, he's lengthening the job beyond what's acceptable, so then I can get him for that. I can get him that he's being bashay on the job, that the job's not being done, performed in a timely fashion. But it's never concrete, you know, black and white. You know, you have a few weeks to do it. And let's say he started bright and early the first day and he made 20 mistakes. And then bright and early the second day, He still has another 2 weeks for him to finish a job, to fix all his mistakes. We don't find anywhere, at least not here, that you have a right to fire the guy in midterm. Question is, how much you have to be soivel? If you make a mistake... No, maybe he's careful to make sure that he only does little mistakes, you know, casual mistakes that he can fix, something that he can't fix, so be careful on. Those mistakes, he's more careful. That's certainly part of the svara, because you see that you need to have three pseudo delahadas to fire the guy, right? What's the svara? Because a pseudo delahada, he wasn't so careful. He's just building, by the way, when you build houses like that, they'll just build them, don't worry about it. After you tell me all the things I have to correct, I'll correct. I just want to get, you know, knock out the house. Framers do that, plumbers do that. Because the Kleinigkeiten he'll deal with later on. He'll cap the pipe, whatever. He'll deal with it later on. So the question is how many do I have to be soiver before I can tell him to go? All right. Sorry? The Ramaz says over here, Yoim o Yomayim. He was Pasha Bitinoikis for Loilomad, Yoim o Yomayim. What does Yoim o Yomayim mean? So the Sma says, Yoim o Yomayim, it's a funny lashon. If you're ready to fire me after 1 day of Batala, certainly 2 days of Batala. So the Sma. So 2 days then maybe not either. So maybe you need three mistakes. So yeah, but he says, I feel rak yem in your mind. But still, why do you need two? If you can verify me after one, what's the hisafa of two? So this man says he's hopping on the lashon pasuk yema yamayim, which means the chazal dashin, which means me'es le'es. When someone hits an eved and he dies, as long as he stays alive, me'es le'es, he's fine. So then there's a different din. And Mele says over here, maybe that's what it means, Yom Yomayim means a day. The problem is that the case of the Mechaba of Lomad Betoyis, you can find him right away because he made a mistake, Betoyis. What was the mistake? What's the problem? Why is it a Pseid de Lod if you teach a mistake? So Betoyis is, it's a Pseid de Lod because at that time that you were teaching him Falshab Shad, you could have taught him Good Shad. So Mamela, those 10 minutes is a Pseid de Lod. He'll never recoup those 10 minutes of Torah that you botched up on. So you see that, and on there the Mordechai learns out this halacha, Kosha Kane, Kavachayma, that if he doesn't show up for a day or two, Mamish is Lashon Yemi Yamayim, you can fire him. So you see that it's even on a non-normal amount of a mistake, Lachay, you can fire. As I affected. I'm a Tzapshat.
No, he has to teach 3 hours every second.
Whatever his job is.
Okay, usually he has meetings, right?
Okay, whatever the job description is, that is the key to it. Well, that twice he was teaching, right? So he could have taught scripture
right,
instead.
So
that 1 minute is also a reason why to find you. That's upset at the law. All right. I would suggest a pshat like this. In Shin Lam and Gimel, there's a Gai Sashri, the Shak means down in Shin Lam and Gimel, that if a Rebbe wants to back out, there's halachas of Dova Ovid, you can't back out. Even though a Poel could back out, but if it's a Dova Ovid, it's replaceable, you can't back out. A Melamed who wants to cut in the middle of the day, is that a Dova of it or not. So Agoy Sashri said, Venzachon the Talmud, Venzachon the father. There are some fathers who are very makbit that their son shouldn't go batolo even a second. So for the Azar father, it's considered a dogger of it. And there are other fathers or kids who need a break from time to time. They need vacation, they need recess. That's librius. That's Agoy Sashri. Mamela for him, if the Rebbe is going to be Chayz Bechatzay Yoim, and it'll only take you a few hours to find a replacement or a day or whatever it is, so that's not considered a dogger of it. As I talked to So I think that's what this Ramo is just saying. That's the kind of case. If the daybreak is not acceptable, he doesn't need it, so it's upset at the Lada. If 1 day recess is fine, if midwinter vacation is fine, Hanukkah vacation is fine, beside this, so then 2 days is a problem. 2 days is fine, then 3 days is a problem. Whatever your child is, according to your story, that's how we know whether it's upset at the Lada or not. All right. Let's just finish up the Ramo to finish up the Simen.
Employee, if they make a mistake, so if it's
saying
the other, they would theoretically have to do it on their own time. They do
it on their own time. Right, they would have to do it on their own time. Mask him. I'm asking. All right, let's finish up the Ramah. Hanoisim Moisach Haver, Liptav Lay Sefer Torah, Venimta Baitayis, or Tuyis, there are many Tuzim, Vitorik Liskar Achesh Yagi Oisai, and you have to find someone to be a Magia. Imain Tayis Shaderek, sorry, from Litayis, if it's a normal amount or normal type of Tuzim that Sefer made. If he made it's an unacceptable amount of mistakes or type of mistakes, then he's going to be chayiv to repair those mistakes. It's a tshuva to Rashba. And once he's chayiv, like the goyim, which is a tshuva to Rashba, you manapes hakol. You now be chayiv him not just for the extra 10% of the mistakes. You get him for all the mistakes. Let's say he made 110 mistakes. 100 is acceptable. The other 10 is not. So he's going to be chayiv not just for the extra 10. Now manapes hakol. We see that he's a batlan, so he's going to be chayiv for the whole 110 mistakes. That is, that even if he makes the acceptable amount of mistakes that we say is potel, then he's going to have to be magia. Well, you hire someone to write a Sefer Torah, does it include in that writing Sefer Torah to be magia as well? I believe it does, Bismanenu, but if it does, then that's part of his job. He's going to have to fix those mistakes, even if there are only a few mistakes. But if it's in a place that when you hire someone to do Sefer Torah, write a Sefer Torah, it's not his job to fix those mistakes. And then, in Omad, if he made those mistakes, he fixed them himself. Ve'igia me'atzmai. You didn't even ask him to it, but he did it. Because he's yoyred, tzadach haveroi, which is oymed linota. It's oymed lita, because you're going to have to fix the mistakes of the Sefer Torah. So he did it, so he could charge you for writing the Sefer Torah, and then he could charge you a second price for fixing those mistakes that he made. Right? How does it go in America? You create the need and you fill it. So he created the need, he made those mistakes, but it was those acceptable amount of mistakes, and then he filled that need, and then he fixed those mistakes. He can get them, and he can charge you twice. That's a yayid. So, but if you don't trust him in being a magia, and you hire another magia to be a magia, then you don't have to pay him for a yayid. The halacha we had by Yerib B'Tzayik Sadduk Haveri, even though I'm a Suyalita, it's a Makleg Zishayinav, you could tell him, Akari Yoloncha, Vitzay, take your trees away. So I'm telling you, take your Haggah away, so to speak. I don't need your Mumkis Haggah, because I don't trust you. I want to give it to someone else to be my Gia. So Memela Zatar Kashukim, if I do that, I'll be potter on the Din Yerib Chabayar. I'm not have to pay for the Sefer Torah, because you made a normal amount of mistakes, but on the Magia part, I don't have to pay you. All right, Rabbi Say, Agutavach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.